USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is going to visit Taiwan, with meetings scheduled with government officials on the self-ruled island that China claims as its own. Taiwanese government officials and others are reporting Ms. Pelosi is planning to meet Tuesday evening, but with most meetings taking place Wednesday. CNN translates Sai Huai Chung. He owns a tea shop in Taipei.
I don't think they will retaliate. I don't worry about it. Mainland China is just threatening us. If they really decide to invade Taiwan, they can kill it within 2 to 3 days. They don't need to talk much.
The White House physician reported President Biden tested positive again for COVID-19 late Saturday morning. He's showing no symptoms. America lost one of our favorite basketball players. Bill Russell died Sunday in Mercer Island, Washington. That's a suburb of Seattle. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations. Let's get an update on the flooding devastation in eastern Kentucky.
The death toll from flash floods triggered by torrential rain in eastern Kentucky earlier this week has climbed to 25, according to Governor Andy Beshear. Mr. Beshear said on Facebook Saturday that the state was still in the search and rescue phase and that the number of fatalities was likely to increase. Governor Beshear added,
"Oh, we love you, and we're going to be there for you, not just today and tomorrow. We're going to be there for you next year. We'll move heaven and earth to try to repair the damage, to repair your lives, to rebuild. And we know you love where you live, and we're going to be right there with you."
In the Gulf Coast Newsroom of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Shocking video from a traffic camera allegedly shows a New Jersey city councilwoman smashing into a bicyclist while speeding through an intersection. Democrat Jersey City Councilwoman Amy DeGeis never slowed down after the hit and run in broad daylight. Calls for her resignation are being ignored. The councilwoman claimed she hit her head during the crash and went to a police station several hours later to report the incident after being involved with that hit and run. Representative Pete Sessions, a Republican from Texas on Newsmax, is perturbed the FBI is showing preferential treatment while spending forever investigating the Biden laptop.
It could be political interference. The Department of Justice and the FBI choose to be able to take the perspective of their discretion, but they need to remember that oversight is what members of Congress intend to do. And as we ask questions, we're attempting to weave together what will turn out to be an investigation next year. We're giving the FBI, we're giving the administration an opportunity to properly, carefully, lawfully proceed under the law. And when they refuse to give signals that they do understand that, then next year we will have an opportunity to ask them questions. It diminishes the view that the American people have of the confidence in these organizations.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.